Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today I want to talk about the jobs of the future, or perhaps more accurately, the education, the skills, the training, and the preparation that tomorrow's workers will need for this workplace of the future. It seems like no one wants to hire history, English, or philosophy majors anymore. I'm not actually sure this is true, by the way, but that seems to be the conclusion. Here are some details from a recent article in Fortune magazine about one university. The University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point is proposing about their programs of study. Quote, one university doesn't think its students need to pursue English as a major anymore, or philosophy, or history, or Spanish. The University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point has proposed dropping more than a dozen majors currently offered through its humanities and social sciences departments. The university would instead offer programs with, this is another quote, clear career pathways. Included in this list of majors to be dropped at this university are the above-mentioned history, English, and philosophy, as well as programs in geography. Well, who needs that when we all have GPS, right? Political science. Well, that seems like it would be in high demand these days. And American studies, which actually sounds really interesting to me. Other programs to be expanded or created in this effort to better align the university's programs with what is or what at least seems to be happening in the job market include things like chemical engineering, finance, marketing. Is there really a shortage of marketers? And geographic information science, which to me sounds a lot like geography. While this is not really a remarkable or surprising bit of news, I do find it interesting when thinking about what many smart folks seem to say about how work is changing, how automation and AI are replacing or augmenting many kinds of labor and roles, and what the true skills all workers will need to have to be successful and employable in this robot future. And by that, I'm talking about the kinds of human skills and traits that can't easily or perhaps shouldn't be replaced by machines or algorithms. Creativity, empathy, emotional understanding, appreciation of things like, yes, history and philosophy. Sure, the kinds of hard skills and technical programs that this university wants to emphasize do seem to be currently in demand. But like many, or maybe all kinds of technology and science roles, the likelihood of automation and more advanced AI tools replacing them, or at least reducing the need for some of the human labor in them, seems to be pretty high. I am not totally sure what geographic information science is, but I'd be willing to bet that technology will be able to perform lots of what that role requires much sooner than any kind of technology would be able to think, reason, assess, and communicate, like, say, a talented philosophy graduate. And by the way, if I was looking for new marketing talent, I might prefer a philosophy major or a sociology major than a traditional marketing major anyway. Figuring out what kinds of skills are going to be needed and in demand in a changing and dynamic labor market is certainly not easy. And I understand that universities also have practical challenges and have to produce and offer programs that will attract students and, quite honestly, the money of those students' parents. But while there's a lot of data and science that shows where the current jobs are, there's also a little bit of art to producing the kinds of talent that will best be able to thrive and help the economy in the future. And we probably can't do this kind of art, or any kind of art. We can't do it well anyway if we stop teaching it in the first place. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. Be sure to listen to full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, please visit www.h3hr.com.